Okay. Good evening and welcome once again to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Oli Simai, as a schus for a zivik with Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, and for Shlemel and Yoho ben Soro, and Inui Nishmas, Malko Basarav Chaim Yitzchok, or Rav Shlemel Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Yoho Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren ben Moshe, and in Nishmas Gitl Basarav Eliezer Lenoech. We're always looking for means of strengthening our connection with Hashem, because bitochin, the ability to put our trust, our reliance on Hashem in the face of the unknown vicissitudes of life, the challenges that face us from big to small or small to big, the ability to put that trust, as we know, has the dual ability of giving us peace of mind, menuchas hanefesh, sense of tranquility in the face of unknown and confusion and challenge and difficulty. And of course, the ability to influence the results, to influence the end game, and that to turn things around in our favor, and to give us the resolution to our challenges that we so deeply desire and need. And we're always looking for opportunities to strengthen that. I believe that there is a different or a special opportunity that we have, and it's actually part of a campaign that's going on now, but I'd like to focus on it just a bit. And that is the special, maybe a skula, one might call it, I'm not sure if that's the right word, that the Kaf HaChaim and others bring in the name of Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid. And that, what is said there is as follows, that when a person has a tzora, a person has a challenge, something that they're very concerned about the outcome, and they accept upon themselves that when, in fact, Be'ezus Hashem, this challenge will pass, and this sorrow will be alleviated, and I will be successful in my concerns and in my endeavors, that I accept upon myself now to recite the Nishmas, that which we say on Shabbos morning, in front of a minyan, in front of our soul in Israel, in front of a minyan of people, and b'shiro, b'zimro, with song, with praise, with a sense of passion and appreciation for all the Chesed Hashem. And he signs off and concludes, Harbei nitzoilu derech zeh. Many people have been saved from their tzoras by this particular approach, and it seems to be a well-known and, I guess at times, a well-practiced approach to help resolve the problems that we have. And I believe that the approach itself is really very simple, because what we are saying to Hashem is that we have a tzora, and we want, we beg you, we beseech you to resolve this tzora for us and alleviate this problem and save us. We need a Yeshua. And we tell you that not only do we recognize now that you are the only one who can extricate us from this difficulty, but we accept upon ourselves that when in fact you do so, and we're out of the woods, and the tzora has been alleviated, then we are not going to forget. We are not going to deny. We are not going to give in to what may be a human tendency just to say, okay, Shkoyach, thank you very much, and to forget about it. We will publicly, in front of a minyan, declare in such beautiful words what is called, in the words of Chazal, the Birkas Ashir, which is a brocha of praises to Hashem that culminates in all the praises that we say in Pesukei Zimra on Shabbos, and it culminates with this Birkas Hashir, where we underscore, and in the words of Kadmonim, it was written at the time, even in the Mishnah, it's referred to, and we will underscore that we recognize that everything is from you, Hashem, how much we owe you, how much we're responsible to you, how much we have to appreciate everything you do for us, and we will not forget, we will not deny, we will not maybe go the natural way of things, that when there's a tzorah, our eyes are focused on Hashem, and when the tzorah is over, we tend to feel that, all right, we took care of it, and it's over, and forget about it, and maybe a shkoyach here or there, but that's a faint memory. And this, it seems, has a very strong power to help us, and I assume the reason is because Hashem's major concern in giving us challenges in life is because he wants us to draw closer to him. And he knows that when we have drifted, the only way or the best way to move us backward is when we need Hashem. We have to turn to him. We're forced to turn to him. And the danger is that when he responds to our tefillos, we might tend to just forget about it and pretend that we did it ourselves, or let it fade as a distant memory, a vague memory. That's terrible, because then we lose the benefits that we gain. But when we make that commitment that we will not let that happen, and we will recite publicly that nishmas and make a public declaration that we know it's all from you, then that is a special schus that Hashem responds to us, because, okay, you got the message and you're going to continue it even after the time when your sorrow has been alleviated. And the truth of the matter is that I believe that although this is attributed to Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, I believe we find it in the Imrei Noyam in Brochos from the Vilna Goyim. The Goyim says on the Posuk, V'ani b'chastucho botachti, yogel libi b'shuosecho, or shiro l'Hashem ki goma l'olai. David HaMelech is, Kapitel Yud-Gimel this is hiding, is running from his enemies. He turns to Hashem and says, "O Iro, Einai, Peni, Shanam, Oves. I'm afraid that I'm going to die. I'm going to be killed." And then at the end of that capital where he beseeches Hashem for his life, he says, "Vani, and I bechastucho botachti. I trusted in your chesed. Yogei libi b'shuasecho. My heart will rejoice in the Yeshua, in the salvation. Or shiro l'Hashem ki gomel olai. I will sing shira. I will sing the praises of Hashem after Kigomal, after the fact that he has delivered me." And the Goyim points out that the Posuk is a balance between Bani b'chastucho botachti, I trust in your chesed. I look around, I see the chesed Hashem. My life is the ultimate beneficiary of all of Hashem's chesed, and this world in general is that beneficiary, everyone individually and collectively as well. And even the difficulties we've pointed out before of life are truly really chesed Hashem. And as the Malbim learns, pshat over there, Rabbi Machoy from the Rosh of Abitech, Hashem chesed yusev avenu, that the chesed yusev avenu that we're talking about is the person who has bitochen will see all that surrounds him, even the difficulties of life, as chesed Hashem. And v'ani b'chastucho b'tachri, I trust in the endless, infinite commitment, dedication of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Chesed, Olam Chesed Yiboneh, that's the reason for which he created the world. Yogei libi b'shuasecho, the Goyim says, my heart will rejoice. I know that trust in your Chesed has inspired me to feel in my heart the Yeshua is going to come for me. I'm confident that the Yeshua, Yogei libi, my heart will rejoice in the Yeshua. The focus and the trust on the Chesed Hashem sends me a little message from within that says, my heart will rejoice in the Yeshua. I just have this feeling that you're not going to let me down. Or Shiro Hashem ki gomel olai, David HaMelech declares, as he's running away and hiding from his enemies, that he has trust in Hashem's chesed, that he is bitochin that Hashem will in fact save him. And he says, when it's gomel, that's the Goyim learns that way, and the Brisker Rav, it's a famous word from the Brisker Rav as well, that when it's gomel olai, After the fact, I'll say Shira. Before that, I can't say Shira. Shira is that ultimate expression of heartfelt praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a level of appreciation that we can't achieve even with the Bitochin until it actually happens. But when it happens, we sing Shira with such passion, with such feeling, with such thing. The Gemara calls it it's done, but the emphasis in the Gemara in the Erechin is tuv leivov. It emanates from the goodness of my heart. I'm so appreciative of what you have bestowed upon me. After the fact, kigomel alai, that I recite this shira from the depths of my heart, mole simcha, mole appreciation, and that's really. This, I believe, the same idea as this idea of saying Nishmas, that David HaMelech committed himself before when he was still in trouble, that he's so clear and focused on Hashem's chesed, that something from within him inspires him with bitochen, and I know Hashem's going to deliver me, and when he delivers me, I will express my appreciation in this heartfelt shira. And there's something very special about this Shira too. And that's something else that the Goyim tells us. Because the Goyim tells us that this Shira can be an enormous, besides the appreciation of the Chesed Hashem, besides the focus on the Chesed Hashem, besides the admission of the Chesed Hashem, besides the rejoicing in the Chesed Hashem, because besides the expression of this appreciation, b'tuv lev, out of the goodness of my heart, I'm so connected and appreciative of what Hashem does, but has something else as well. Because the Goyim says, we say in the Nishmas, Adheinu azorunu rachamecho, v'lo yazovunu chasodecho, v'al titsheinu Hashem elokeinu lenetzach. And the Goyim in Mishlei learns Pshat, Adheinu azorunu, that which until now you helped us, all of the chasodim that you did for us, was only rachamecho, only because you had mercy on us. Not because we deserved it. And you haven't forsaken us. Chasodecho was only because of your chesed, not because we deserved it. And he says, we know that you won't forsake us in the future. Why? And he says as follows, because if what you saved us and what you didn't forsake us in the past was because we deserved it, maybe today we don't deserve it anymore. But if Adheinu Azavunu was only Rachamecho, the Loy Azavunu was only Chasodecho, not because we deserved it, Lochein Anachlo Betuchim, he says, Al Tichenu, we know that you will not forsake us, Lo Netzach. Why? Because Hashem doesn't change. His Chesed and Rachamim doesn't change. We change. We become more worthy, we become less worthy and more worthy. But it's not dependent upon our worthiness. Everything that Hashem has done, when I recite this Nishmas, which describes in such eloquent terms all of Hashem's chesed to us, and we recognize right in the middle, maybe it's even a centerpiece there, the Goyim says, everything that we're talking about was all chesed v'rachamim, not because we deserved. Therefore, this praise that we commit ourselves to say after the fact can be an amazing stepping stone to future bitochon, because I recognize all of this extensive, aimless shaya, the chesed Hashem, that he's bestowed upon us constantly and forever from time immemorial and continues to do so today. It's none of it because I deserved it. I wasn't worthy of anything. Adheinu Azaruno was only Rachamecho. V'loy Azaruno was only Chasodecho. Therefore, we can be sure, says that Rachman Hashem never changes. So the Nishmas not only has the power when we accept it upon ourselves to influence that, in fact, the Yeshua should come, and not only the ability to assure us that we will not forget what Hashem has done for us in the past because we're reciting publicly this Nishmas, but it also is a stepping stone to much greater enhanced bitochin in the future, because it says to us that everything that we've expressed our appreciation for, all of it from beginning to end, all of it is totally only bestowed upon us by Hashem because of his chesed and rachamim, not because we deserved it. And therefore, once we know that Hashem has this enormous track record of giving us so much beyond what we deserve, now we can afford to have bitochen now. Because the thing that interferes with bitochen the most is maybe I'm not worthy. But we see that Hashem's kindness and rachamim doesn't depend on our worthiness. It's something that He does despite the fact that we're not worthy. Therefore, we can rely on it for the future. So I think not only does this Kabbalah to say nishmas assure Yeshua's to happen now because of the fact that we're committed not to forget and to remain connected with Hashem, but it also provides a new platform to enhance and to elevate that connection even further and further because of the fact that we realize that all of these chasodim were not because we were worthy, but were only because of the chesed and the rachamim of Hashem. So therefore, I would like to suggest that we all look into participating in this idea of reciting nishmas. And there is an ongoing campaign. It has there's no fundraising component to it. There's a website that's entitled saynishmas.com. And one signs up on that website, this commitment, Beli Neder, to recite nishmas when the Tzora is deemed that it's passed, which is a time we'll have to figure out. It doesn't seem to have come yet by any means. And you will be receiving, if you sign up, I think even bi-weekly notifications of chizuk and inspiration and information to bring this topic to the fore so that we strengthen ourselves in our ability to appreciate Hashem's chesed and to maintain that appreciation even after the fact and to use that as a stepping stone to ever higher levels of bitochen and Hashem. So we encourage everyone to sign up, saynishmas.com, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept our commitment to not forget as a schus that He should help us and resolve speedily the tzora in with which we live, and that we should be zeicher through that to reach ever higher levels of bitochen that should do us well and sustain us as we move on into the future. We should hear only psuras teves, and we should be zeicher to a Yeshua and the geula shleima b'mehera b'yomeinu.